the coal miner. Shawnee Ormerod's on the line. G'day, Shawnee.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How filthy was Kamal? I can't believe he did that to a national treasure. He's millions to come back on after you played that music.
No, we spoke to him off air and he was okay. We were just trying to get him some more orchestra music.
Because
he said,
is that what you were trying to do?
I wanted to get him to sing.
Well, he did sing.
That's right.
He did sing. By the way, what's that number, Brian, if they want to go to the...
1-800-600-700 for Christmas in... Sorry, 1-800-700-600 for Christmas in July with Kamal. He's going to sing the Elephant Song.
Yeah.
Denny Boy.
Yes.
You know, I've actually seen him live, right? How about this for a story? In the Maui RSL. I couldn't tell you what year it was. I reckon it must be circa 2002. Me and a couple of scallywag mates were out a night out and somehow found ourselves at the RSL and then walked in a little side door. And there he is, the great man on stage. Actually got a photo with him that night. So next time he's on, if he does ever come back, you can ask him if he remembers a few idiots from Maui that night.
He's $1.10, mate. He's a staple here. Absolute staple. What about this? Kokkinakis has got a big game coming up. Djokovic. The Joker. Mm. How's this going to play out? What sort of price can we get for the cock?
For the cock, I think last check you were getting about $15 or thereabouts. Oh. Yeah, $15. Tanasi Novak $1.02. He's the shortest way home to lift the trophy. Novak, he's $1.67. Oh. So you're not getting a lot of bang for your buck there. Rafa, he's $6, and everyone else, we're looking at double figures. Brian's man, Tsitsipas. I think that's how you say it. $13, and then Nick Kyrgios. He won last night. He's $21. And is Andy Murray still playing? He's there at $31 to win Wimbledon. I thought he hung up the racket a few years ago, Andy, but he's thereabouts.
We'll ask our man BP a little bit later on as to how. $1.67, that is short, isn't it? Like, really, to go all the way. We're still a long way to go.
Yeah, what are you giggling at? There is a long way to go, Shug.
I'm just saying it's a crazy prize for such a long, arduous tournament.
We were laughing at the arduousness of it.
It is an arduous tournament. Not as arduous on the ladies' side of the draw. Iga Swiatek, $2.40. She's a little bit bigger. Simona Halep, $10. Corey Gauff is thereabouts at $13 as well. But Serena got bundled out early this morning. She was about $21 before she got bundled out. But she has to wait her turn before she gets another crack at a big one.
You got a bet for us, Shawnee? Have we got the bet slip ready to go? What could be back? What is something that you found this week that you're very keen on? Any sport will do.
Yeah, well, you probably picked up what I was putting down when I spoke to you earlier today. Sure, Canberra Bulldogs are just a bet, disrespecting the market again. $3.10 against the Sharkies. They're going no good. Saturday, maybe a bit of rain, which I'm a little bit annoyed about because I wanted to back 13+. But +8.5. It's too big, the Bulldogs. But while we're on rugby league, now we won a lot of points in this round, obviously. Now, I heard you speaking about Mark Hughes Foundation before. Sportsbet, it's our 6-year in partnership with the foundation. $1,000 for every try that he's scored across round 16. We're going to tip into the Mark Hughes Foundation. As I said, 6 years, we've raised just over $350 so far. We want a nice punchy number to get us over that 400 mark come Sunday night. So plenty of tries this weekend is what we want.
Here's some news for the Roosters, Shawnee. I actually like this. I really do. Sydney Roosters centre Joey Manu will make a shock switch to 5'8 for Friday night's blockbuster against the all-conquering Panthers. The Daily Telegraph has been told Manu will play in the halves. Drew Hutchison will move back to the bench. And Paul Momorowski will start at right centre. Do you like that move or not?
Murderer.
Yeah.
I like half of it. I did see that news before. I mean, you can put Joey Manu anywhere, and he probably makes a team better. The one query is old Momma. His defence sometimes lets him down. So are you weakening something to strengthen another position? Potentially. But, you know, any side or any position that Joey goes, I think he's going to flourish. So it's a big old line, though, that one. -15.5, Penrith.
Now the murderer is a right centre. He's been struggling on left centre.
Well, that's right.
Exactly. So Joey goes into six. I think it works.
Well, there you go. No excuses for the murderer now.
Nah, murderer needs to.
Do you like the move for six?
Yes,
Joey.
The more he gets his hand on the ball, the better.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Anything else, Shawnee? Origin 3 is up, of course. The Blues, early money going for the Blues, or?
Yeah, officially sold out as well. But I thought we'd just touch on the bulk. Obviously, you spoke to him today. And why did all my questions get cut out of that interview, by the way?
Well, your questions get cut out because I did the interview with him at 10:30 this morning and you arrived at 10 to 11. So that's why they were cut out. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. The bulk, $1.51 to get the three-peat against Maxi Holloway. And he was a bit cagey when you asked him what round he was going to do it in. Round one knockout, $11.50. That's actually the shortest way. But the Volk by points, $2.15 is the shortest option in the method of victory market. $4.80 to knock him out. I like the look of that.
Gibbo, this is your domain. How does this fight play out?
I reckon it'll go the distance, though.
Yeah, the other two have.
Like the other two have. Maxi Holloway, you know, if he loses here, he'll probably not get another shot. So he's got a lot of skin in the game. I reckon we'll go the whole way, and then Volk by points. What does that get me, Shawnee?
Well, you got $1.37. Will the fight go the distance? So you're not getting a lot of bang for your buck there. So maybe just go down the angle of $2.15.
Or you can't go broke. Backing favourite, Shawnee?
Well, there you can. And
That's the worst punting quote of all time. You can't go broke. Backing favourite, Shawnee. Oh, my, I hope you can. Oh, yeah, scam responsibly. Pretty hard to beat that, Shawnee. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, on that note, I'll sign off. Thanks, boys.
There he is, Thanks, the Sean. Coal Mine Intervals free-to-play game. Pick him is back.